USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Law enforcement, including the FBI, overnight searched the home of the shooter, who they say took eight lives and wounded a half dozen more at a shopping mall in Allen, Texas, about 30 miles north of Dallas.
There was dead people on the floor. A lot of people, they were, like, you know, hiding. And as I was going around, they told me to get away, you know, to move out. And I kept on telling them, I'm looking for my daughter.
Police shot and killed the suspect. There's no word yet on a possible motive. President Biden says the debt ceiling and the budget are two separate issues.
I am prepared to negotiate in detail with their budget. How much you're going to spend, how much you're going to tax, where can we cut?
Biden told MSNBC's 11th hour that budget proposals have never been tied in with the debt ceiling. The GOP-led House passed Speaker Kevin McCarthy's budget proposal last week, and Republicans said they'll raise the debt ceiling if the president agrees to their budget, Biden characterizing that as ridiculous. The president says his age makes him smart, not old.
President Biden says he's the only choice in 2024 because he's smarter than most Americans.
I know more than the vast majority of people. I'm more experienced than anybody who's ever run for the office. And I think I've proven myself to be honorable as well as also effective.
In an interview on MSNBC, Biden, who's 80, was addressing why his age isn't a factor to hold the job of president after being told a Fortune 500 company wouldn't hire an 80-year-old CEO. I'm John Schaefer.
Mage crossed the finish line first, followed by Two Phils and Angel of Empire during the race, which was marred by tragedy. Two horses running in preliminary races had to be euthanized, making seven who died at Churchill Downs during Derby week. Favorite Forte was scratched due to an injury. This is USA News.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
It's now day six of the writer's strike that's bringing a halt to Hollywood film and TV productions, including the final season of a Netflix hit.
The Writers Guild of America and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers have been in talks for several weeks concerning an increase in writers' wages and a guarantee they won't be replaced with AI computer systems. On Saturday, the creators of Stranger Things announced production will be halted during the strike, saying they hope a fair deal is reached soon so they can all get back to work. I'm Chris Garagio.
From one hit to another, Yellowstone is ending after its fifth season. Here's Corey Myers.
Paramount Network will begin airing the second part to the final season in November. This after months of rumors that lead actor Kevin Costner would be leaving the series. An untitled sequel series, though, has been ordered. It will premiere on Paramount in December. Rumor is that will star Matthew McConaughey.
On the big screen, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is topping the box office this weekend. Marvel's latest superhero film brought in over $48 million on opening day and is projected to make up to $120 million by the end of today. The Super Mario Brothers movie is holding steady in its fifth week in theaters. Wacky horror film Evil Dead Rise taking in third place at the box office. Former astronaut Buzz Aldrin honored this weekend by the Air Force, naming him an honorary brigadier general and a space.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.